That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, after Abner discovered that Lum was reading a book called Murder at Midnight, he easily fell in line with Grandpappy's hint that Lum was planning to kill him and collect the $5,000 under the terms of their new partnership insurance policy. For self-protection, then, Abner started carrying a pistol. Well, when Lum found this out, he was equally sure that Abner was plotting against him for the same reason. And so Lum then decided to arm himself with a shotgun. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, Alka-Seltzer has become the first-place favorite in millions of American homes for quick, effective relief from many common ailments. Take headaches, for example. Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work on your throbbing head because it's dissolved when you drink it. Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of relief you want when you want it. It's compounded by Miles Laboratories under a secret scientific process. When you need it, be sure you have it. Now's the time to get a large economical package from your druggist. The large package contains over three times as many tablets, yet costs only twice as much. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner walking along the street. Grandpappy Spears sees him and calls out,
"Hey, Abner! Abner! Wait up a minute."
"Huh?
Oh, well, hello there."
"Hold your horses a minute. I want to talk to you."
"Yeah, I thought I heard somebody calling my name out there."
"Yeah, you did. Where are you heading for?"
"Oh, I'm on my way back over the store. Just finished the lead liver."
"Yeah. Has he tried anything yet?"
"Tried anything?"
"Yeah. Has he made any attempts on your life?"
"Oh, you mean Lum? No, I reckon not, but I keep expecting it most any minute. Now that he's got that gun."
"Gun?"
"Yeah."
"Is he toting a gun, too?"
"Oh, Lord, that's right. I ain't had a chance to tell you about that
yet. What's going on here?"
"You know old Zed Whitsitt?"
"Oh, yeah, sure. That ornery varmint that runs that little store and gas pump out there by old Piney Mountain."
"Yeah, that's him. Well, when me and Lum was out that away, Captain Talbert and his partner, why, Lum left his shotgun at Zed's store, and Zed come into town, brung the gun with him. Said Lum called him up and told him to fetch it over here."
"Yeah, the lonely face. That's too bad. Pigeon toed shame. Hate to hear that."
"You hate to hear it. What about me?"
"Undignified."
"Ah.
There's something about being mowed down by a shotgun that just seems undignified. No class at all."
"Ah.
It's a messy. If a feller's got to get it, he deserves something better than that. Now, you take a good rifle."
"Grandpa, just cut out talking like that now."
"I just want to see you get the best, Abner. I've always considered you my best friend. I'm going to take up for you right to the bitter end."
"Grandpa, would you please stop saying things like that bitter end business? I'm going through enough as it is."
"Well, I don't wonder. My heart goes out to you, Abner."
Worry.
"Wish there's something I could do for you."
"I wish you could, too."
"You know, Charlie Redfield's got a rifle. Gooder than two. 30-30.
Now, minute, Grandpa. Don't you go borrowing somebody's rifle and giving it to Lum.
Makes a nice, clean hole."
"I'm perfect satisfied with the shotgun. What am I saying? Oh, I'm so nervous, I don't know what I'm saying or thinking or nothing else no more."
"But you're upset, Abner, what you're..."
"I'm worse than that, Grandpa. You don't know how it is being in the same store all day long with that critter. Have to keep my eye on him every minute. Why, I don't dare look away for a half a second. If I do, I know he'll whip out that shotgun and start blasting around there."
"Well, whereabouts does he keep the gun?"
"Oh, he thinks he's got it hid behind the flour sack, but I saw it over there. He hangs right around that farther store, too. I don't believe he's got over 6 foot away from there all morning long."
"Must be terrible. What's he got it loaded with, buckshot or birdshot?"
"I don't know, Grandpap. I ain't been able
to
do
anything." "You better find out." "Well, you will, of course."
"Well, Grandpap, now don't say things like that. I ain't interested in what it's loaded with. Won't make no difference to me, I don't reckon. Leave have big hole or little hole blowed in me. I don't care."
"Well, it depends whether you want to be a salt shaker or a pepper shaker."
"Grandpap, now don't take this light like that. You're looking at a worried man. Wish somebody'd tell that dad blame Cedric, too, to stop driving his car back and forth in front of the store. Every time that thing backfires, I might not jump clean out of my britches."
"Yeah, it must be a terrible strain on you.
Oh,
jumping out of your britches. I mean, him going back and forth that way."
"Worst thing is when that telephone rings. Neither one of us will answer it. I don't want to get up there on the phone and have to turn my back to Lum. You don't want to get that far away from his shotgun, I don't reckon."
"Well, none of this ever would have happened if you hadn't taken out that partnership insurance. I've warned you about it.
Well, it's too late to do anything about that now. I'll tell you what, Grandpap. Why don't you come along with me and just sit around the store there and read the almanac or something and help me keep an eye on that lump?
Well, I can't keep an eye on him from reading the almanac.
Well, just make out like you're reading the almanac. Come on, come on. I need you for my bag.
No. I can tell the way he keeps watching me, though, that he's just looking for a chance to try something. Yeah, more than likely just waiting until my back's turned, the little varmint. Oh, yeah, he's still toting that pistol. No, pistol, not barge. Yeah, he thinks he's got it hidden in his back pocket, but I can see it bulging out there. Well, I am being careful. I don't take my eyes off of him for a half a second, even. Oh, yeah, it's a terrible tension to work under. Bound you, I've lost 10 pounds and like... I got to hang up, Squire. Abner's coming back from the D-lever. Yeah, he's got Grandpap with him, I believe. Yeah, I'll call you if anything happens, if I'm still able to call. Yeah. All right, Squire.
Good morning, Grandpap.
Well, much obliged for calling. Goodbye.
Why don't you just sit over there, Grandpap, and I'll get the almanac for you.
Yeah, all right, Abner.
Howdy do, Lom.
Howdy do, Abner.
I got the D-levers all dead.
That's fine. Good.
I can hear that thing there. Lom, you saw the almanac? Oh, wait a minute. I found it. Here it is.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, Grandpap. You just sit there and read as long as you want to now. Look at the way he's staring at me.
Yeah, I noticed that. You better be careful. Your back's turned to him.
Just go right ahead and enjoy yourself, Grandpap.
Yeah, all right. My, this is interesting.
You got it upside down.
Excuse me.
Well, how's everything going, Lom?
Just fine.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How was the delivery?
Oh, they went good.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I see you got the step ladder out there. What's that for?
I've been trying to get some of that new merchandise we bought put away.
Oh.
We ain't got that half done yet, you know. Maybe you could give me a hand.
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you get up on the ladder there, and I'll hand some of the stuff up to you.
Well, now, just a minute. I don't know where I want to get up on no ladder or not.
Well, if you don't want to... Wait a minute, I think that's our ring. You better answer.
No, you go ahead and answer it. I'll get up on the ladder.
Well, I'd rather you'd answer it, Abner. I've got some things I want to check over.
Well, just tell me what they are. I'll check them over for you. You answer the phone.
No, it's too hard to explain what I want checked. You answer.
Now, wait a minute. Grandpap, would you answer the phone first?
I'm reading.
Well, you can stop reading for a minute.
I'm right in the middle of something interesting here, and I don't want to lose the thread of it.
Oh, man. Looks like you're going to have to answer it, Lom.
Now, Abner, this is just plumb silly. You get over there and answer that phone.
Well, Lom, I'm tired. I just got back from making all them delivers. They was extra heavy today, too, I think.
Abner, we're still running a place of business here, and we can't afford to lose no grocery orders. Now, get on the phone there.
Well, all right, then.
Hurry up, Abner.
I'm going.
Well, for goodness sake, don't walk backwards. You'll trip over something that way. Watch out. Look out.
Who set them things there?
Now look what you done. Knocked over all them buckets. I told you something like that had happened. Now hurry up and answer the phone.
I'm doing it. I'm getting to it. Hello, jot him down, store.
Well, turn your head around and get your face up near the phone. They can't hear you that away.
Who? Oh, you must have given the wrong range. No, this ain't the liver stable. This is the got him down store. All right. Goodbye.
Well, Abner, you can't hang up the phone unless you turn around and look what you're doing.
Ah, got it. Wrong range.
Yeah, I figured that out. So could everybody else within 6 miles of here the way you was hollering. Come on now, let's get this work done.
Yeah, all right, I'm coming.
You get up on the ladder there, and I'll start handing you some boxes.
Well, now, just wait a minute here now, Lom.
Abner, we ain't got all day.
I'll get up on the ladder. There's the phone again.
You better answer.
No, didn't you just hear me say I'd get up on the ladder? Here I go, I'll get up.
Abner, come down from there and get over there to that phone. We can't keep our customers waiting all day long to put in an order.
Well, you better answer then. You're down there where the phone's at.
Well, more than likely just another wrong ring. Lots of folks are making mistakes nowadays. We just ignore it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get these pieces of junk up there. Yeah, where are them dead gum things?
If you would just glance down instead of staring up here at me, you could see where they're at. They're just a half of a foot in front of you there. Now, over to your left a little more.
Oh, yeah. Here they are. All right, coming up here. Be careful, this is a heavy one. Easy now. Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Don't let it slip.
I told you, this thing is heavy. I can't seem to find no place to put it up there, neither.
Well, if you'd look at the shelf instead of staring down here at me, you could find a place. Up a little higher. Abner, watch out! Look out! Look out!
Help,
look out.
I'm falling! I'm falling!
What in the world's going on here?
Oh, I thought I was going to get killed there just short of the world. That's a long ways to fall.
Yeah, hey, you hurt, Abner?
No, leave him all right. Oh, my goodness, look at Lom. That case of stuff must have fell right on his head. Lom, can you hear me? Lom?
Looks like he's out cooler than a cucumber.
Oh, I never meant to do it. Lom, honest, I never. You poor feller. Lom?
Well, just a minute, Abner. Don't go wasting too many sympathetics on him. Look at this.
Huh?
There's the reason that ladder fell. Looky there. That leg's been whittled, and right there's where it broke. I'll give you just one guess who done the whittling.
Why, that low-down, underhanded critter. So that's how he was trying to get me.
Uh-oh. It's plain to see the interpretations that will be put on that accident. And it's not very pleasant to consider what that's going to lead to. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, I know you've all heard it said that Alka-Seltzer's fast action relief is just what you want. And that's true, folks. For example, when acid indigestion comes along to make your life miserable, take Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer makes a sparkling, refreshing solution which helps you get fast relief four ways. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten a sour, acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often accompanies an upset stomach. That's why we say there's nothing quite like it. You see, only Miles Laboratories know how to compound Alka-Seltzer according to a secret scientific process. You can get its fast four-way relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large package today. Then, when acid indigestion threatens you, be one. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.